Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today we're going to answer some questions. We received a few during the last sessions that we had, quite interesting questions, so I thought I'll address those today. Now, the first one is coming from an RFK LEDIG who's asking, is there a strategy when investing in cryptocurrencies? Yes, there is. Of course, there is a strategy. There can be a strategy. Now, what I'm going to do is, of course, not financial advice. It's just an idea so that you can form your own opinion. Now, last session, last week, we spoke about and I showed you how to do your research. That's part of a very important part of the strategy, knowing where to invest. But there's also something else in this market. The crypto market exists of many small bubbles and big bubbles. The last big bubble we had in 2017, after that, the market collapsed by 80-90%. And in between, we have got small bubbles that also have an effect on the strategy. So let's look into that. This is Ethereum US dollar, and I deliberately went back a few years. So this is 2017. As you can see, the price went up from $10 up to 395, pretty steep increase, and then it went down to 148. So let's take a look at that. That is a drop of around 60%. So that's typical of this market. Yeah, now, will it be again 60%? Maybe, I don't know, but it will exist. I mean, these big drops are absolutely fundamental and important to the crypto market, because as you'll see, things evolve from there. Yeah? So if I go further into 2017, you see that's where the bull market started. Yeah. So here was the 395, then the big dip of 60%. It went up to 393. So within 1 month, down 60%, then up 60%, then down again, and then suddenly went up to 1,377. All this year, within 6 months. So when you're investing in the crypto market, this is something you need to take into consideration. Yeah, so the big ups and the big downs are part of this market. They are currently a big part of it. You see some coins, tokens increasing by 100% a day, others decreasing by that same amount, not 100% of course, but by 50, 40% decreasing. So take that into consideration. Now, what can you do? Nobody in the world is capable of finding the peak. Yeah, that's absolutely impossible to do that. It's a very dynamic market, so it's not possible to find the peak. And so the recommendation I hear always is dollar cost average. In other words, take profits by going in, but also by going out. Yeah, what I meant by that is, if you're starting to invest in cryptocurrencies, then let's say you've got a budget of $1,000 or $10,000, then every month or every week you buy for $1,000 until you consume the $10,000. That's the best strategy I hear, so you can invest in cryptocurrencies. The same thing is, it's very important that you take profits. Yeah, so every time when you feel that a peak is near, that's your own feeling, nobody can really help you there, then you just take out profits. The higher this goes, the more likely it is that the big dip will come. So along the way, take profits. But very important, if you miss this top here, which you will, of course, everybody does, then on the way down, you take also profits. And if this thing, my strategy is, if this thing dips by 50%, then I will take out the whole amount, because then something bigger is going to happen. But that's only in regards to the big currency. Small currencies have got a bigger volatility. So that's a strategy that I recommend in regards to cryptocurrencies. Next question Anonymous is asking, is there a way I can monitor the progress of my portfolio? Yeah, there's a cool tool that you can download to your phone. Yeah, it's called Blockfolio. Everybody's using that. You can just download that app. It's a pretty nice app. You can enter which tokens you have. I mean, this is the website, blockfolio.com. You can monitor what tokens and coins you have. You can enter also the quantities. Yeah? So you can really monitor on a day-to-day basis or hourly basis the amount of cryptos you have and what's the value in this case, US dollar, but you can change the currency. It's a quite nice tool. It will make you addictive. I know that because I've been using that tool for some time. So you will probably every 2 hours when a bull market is, every 2 hours you will look into your blockfolio to see what your portfolio is doing. But that's a really nice tool. It doesn't substitute a real serious tool that you can also use to calculate your taxes. This is something very simple. You just enter manually the quantity and that's it. And it's on your cell phone. And last question for today, maybe next week we'll have a few more, is which exchange do you recommend to start buying cryptos? Now, I addressed that last time. From my point of view, there is only two here in the US or in North America. One is Binance, the other one is Kraken. I don't recommend Coinbase. I don't recommend Coinbase Pro. But to stay a little bit neutral, in my opinion, there's a fantastic website. Now, this is in German, but if you use Google Chrome, they offer you the translation. So if I click here on English, then everything will be translated by Google Chrome. And so that's blockchaincenter.net. And as always, I'll have the website in the description. And what these guys did is quite nice. So they have got here the cryptocurrency, then how much money you want to invest. It's euro because it's a German website, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the relation between euro and US dollar or Canadian dollar is more or less fixed. So you can use the euro and then you can sort by recommendation or by price. So if we take Ethereum, so I want to buy Ethereum and I have 2,000 euros or dollars that I want to spend, I click on compare. And so you see that here. And so if I click buy a recommendation, that's what they recommend. They're based in Europe, so they will have different exchanges than we have. This is just in principle what will work and what won't work. If I click on price, then they sort that by price. So Kraken, which we're recommending, will have the best price together with Binance. And yeah, this way, and they also did some, it's typical German, of course. It's fantastic. They compare also the plus and the minus, pros and cons of every exchange. Anyway, so yes, those were the three questions that I was asked last week from To This Week. I hope that helped. I'm going to continue doing this here because I noticed there's a lot of insecurity amongst some of our viewers. And so I think it's important that I address all different types of questions that you have. So yeah, as always, please subscribe and please leave us a thumbs up. It does help us, it's important. And if you've got any questions, just put them down in the comments area. Or if not, just send us an email and I will try to address that in the next session. Anyway, that's it from me. Thank you very much for watching and looking forward to see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So only invest what you can afford to lose.